Did you know, little nugget you can share at work or school, do you know that horses can't burp? Like, if they have the gas feelings, all animals can get gas, but they can't, like, they don't know how to burp.
Oh, no, I did not. And they only have one stomach, right? It's cows that have four.
Right.
Really?
Yeah. Cows have four.
Mm-hmm. Wow, I'd hate to get a stomach ache.
You're like, which stomach is it?
Which one?
I need a lot of Pepto. Right. But they can fart, but it's in a very particular way. They usually lay them down and somebody pushes on their stomach. And this is what it sounds like.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Why? How do they know when they have to fart to
their
do that?
Their stomach gets really distended.
That's weird.
I think you can tell.
You can see it. And
it's like like bloated a little bit.
My friend Blair sent me the video of this a couple days ago, and she just wrote, "You." I said, I wish someone would push on my stomach. It probably made me feel a lot better. Nice.
Well, you know, it's interesting because I think for humans, a burp is a form of a fart.
Yeah.
Because you're releasing gas through your mouth. I think the reason why it smells when it's a fart is because it passes through the area where there's the poop.
There's poop there.
The wind passes through the poop, the scent, and that's why it's the scent.
Well, don't get it twisted. Burps can smell too.
They can.
But my sister said something a long time ago that has stuck with me. She said it's better to burp and taste it than fart and waste it.
Oh.
And I don't know why, but that sticks with me every time I do either. Think about that.
The way you said poop reminds me of this scene from Anchorman.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
I'll play the clip for you, but seeing from Anchorman, once Ron Burgundy said the F word on the air and he couldn't go anywhere. Everyone's so mad at him in San Diego, and his favorite restaurant was like,
Oh, Tino, thank you. Thank you for letting me come in here. I'm glad I can still get a good meal.
Yeah, sure. Here you are, Mr. Burgundy. The chef made this special for you. You eat that for the way you talk about my city.
I will not eat that.
You are going to eat that cat poop.
I will.
It's cat poop. On a plate.
Will not eat cat poop. You will eat cat poop. Ron Burgundy says no.
Make a fool of me and everyone here. You put that cat poop in your mouth.
No.
Yes.
No.
See.
I will not eat cat poop.
You will do it immediately.
No. But here it is. Here's Katie farting again.
Yeah.
Sounds like a weed whacker.
Sounds like a weed eater, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like doing the yard.
Yeah.
So satisfying. Wow.
I wonder if the horse, based on that much air, feels so much better.
Probably.
I don't see how you couldn't.
Yeah.
There are some videos. I don't know how. I do know how they end up in my algorithm. I do know. But sometimes they have to pierce the side of cows because they have this built up gas.
Mm-hmm.
And so they'll do like a thing where they put it in the side and it does come out.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
They it releases it.
Yeah. And you can see that their bellies are just enormous.
Oh, okay.
I think we also saw it maybe being done on Clarkson's Farm. Do you remember Jeremy Clarkson's Farm?
Yeah.
And so I think that's where I saw it first. But they do just pierce their side, and it's how it comes out.
Yeah. No, farming, no thank you.
Yeah.